There's an overlapping problem. It manifests itself in a more tangible way and then in a more abstract way. But I came to realize that it's the same problem. And I want to try to talk about it for a moment and see if we can't come to a better understanding of what to do. Many years ago, we came up with a formula, and we called it R minus R equals R. Sounds scientifically absolutely brilliant. Okay. The R standing for rules, minus the R that we had in mind was relationship. Somebody suggested to me yesterday that it might even be respect. But R minus R, rules minus relationship, equals rebellion. A very potent, powerful formula for rebellion is rules minus relationship. And I came to realize just very recently, yesterday, that this applies not only on a human level, which it does, parents to children, teachers to students, schools to its student body, and anything like that. Rules minus relationship equals rebellion. But I realized that it's exactly the same formula that we have in dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rules minus relationship equals rebellion. The Torah has many rules, many, many rules for us to follow. But unless we can forge a strong, positive, deep, mutually loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we recognize ani lo doidi v'doidi li, doidi li v'ani loy, we have this mutuality of love and caring and respect that exists between us, then the rules minus that relationship in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu equals rebellion. And that's really where rebellion comes from. The emesis, Rashi says this, mefurish, in the parasha of Kriyat Shema, says, V'ahavtu es Hashem Elokecha, it's a mitzvah to love Hashem b'chol levavcha, Elokecha, which means Elokecha is Elokim shalanu, so there's something, or shalcha, there's something personal about it, yet there's the shalit v'shoifet, he's the master, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei tzorecha, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, b'chol nafshecha, afilu hu noitel es nafshecha, even if at the moment he's like Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara says, when the Romans were taking his life, he just waited for this moment that to be able to be mekabel the Malchus Shamayim and express his love of Hashem, which is expressed in Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim, because the greatest expression of my love for you is that I want to do everything and anything that you ask me to do. And he's waited for that moment that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking his life, he knew that the Romans weren't empowered to take his life. B'chol nafshecha afilu hu, who with a capital A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noitel es nafshecha, I still love him intensely. B'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'idecha, b'chol me'moincha, for some people that's the epitome, or b'chol mido, mido shu meidin l'cho, hevim meidin l'cho, me'oid me'oid, no matter what he does to me, my love is intense, my Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim is intense. I want to serve Hashem, I want to do that which He wishes because I have such an intensity of love. So Rashi immediately says over there, Eino doime, v'haftas Hashem alikecho, Eino doime oivid miyiro l'oivid miyavo. There's no comparison. Because if you serve out of fear, oivid miyavo, raboi matriacholov, the master gets a little bit too overburdening. He burdens him too much. What happens? Rules, too many rules, too much burdens. He leaves him alone, finished, goodbye, I'm out of here. Rebellion. Mamish, that's the formula. Rules minus relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu equals rebellion. Mefurish in Rashi. I just thought that it's so important to realize because I found that today in the world, there has become a very large, wide, deeply committed connection and commitment to rules. Mitzvahs, halacha, we observe halacha, we're medaktik in halacha. We're very meticulous in halacha. But yet, when it doesn't come with that sense of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's like, becomes too heavy. It's like, so many burdens, so much on my shoulder. I have to do so much. And it's just too overwhelming. It's too painful. And what happens to many, Baruch Hashem, not to everybody, and Baruch Hashem, we have a lot, certainly the majority of people that are strong enough to withstand this, although I'm wondering how strong they really are and how long the strength will last and what type of winds can shake them. But the Maisa, but there's a significant percentage that's they're just taking a walk. It's too hot in the kitchen, they're taking a walk. And it's because, I believe, because there's rules minus relationship. They don't have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela equals rebellion. I can't handle it. It's too much. So the truth of the matter is that I think this same formula, I'll be finished in a moment. The truth of the matter is, I think the same formula applies in our dealing with our children, in our dealing with Talmidim, in our dealing with people. Because in the context of a relationship, there comes a desire to want to satisfy the things that you want. Especially when I know that the things that you want are for my benefit. So if you want something and it's for my benefit, and we have that relationship, then of course I'm going to be highly motivated to satisfy that that desire, both with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with people in, let's say, authority figures. But if there isn't that relationship, then even though I may know that what you want is for my benefit, but the burden, do. The burden has to be counterbalanced with a positive desire, not just for my benefit, but a positive desire to give to you because of the relationship that we have. And I think that this is something very critical. It affects everyone. It affects the way we deal with others. It affects the way we deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I guess what I'm suggesting is this absurd sounding equation, which doesn't really make any sense from the academic point of view, R minus R equals R, is something that we should keep in mind quite often. Rules in a vacuum without the context of a relationship will equal rebellion. I would just like to add that part of the responsibility of relationship is the willingness to explain the rules. Because if we explain the rules, then already it's the need, the desire to rebel, the overwhelming feeling, the overburdenness, the sense I'm too overburdened, I can't do it, that becomes less because, hey, I understand what I'm doing. This makes sense. This is a very beneficial thing. This is reasonable. You're being very logical. I know about the relationship, but I also know that it's logical. It helps a lot too. So I think it's very important to keep this in mind. And therefore, if we wish to maintain a real commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would seem to me that maybe one of the most important ingredients to work on is that relationship. That relationship comes in many forms. The Goyin even says that the Iker of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was Kedei Sheyasimu Bitchonim Bashem, that they should put their bitochon, their trust in Hashem, because that's relationship. That's what it is. Trust is the ultimate ingredient, is the strongest ingredient in a relationship. All right, whatever that may be, but I just thought it was very important to do this. Now, of course, the textbook of relationship in the Kisvei Kodesh is Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim with Rashi is just an amazing blueprint of the dynamics of that relationship, and it really goes a long way in a person appreciating that relationship, but certainly would be very worthwhile for people to analyze. But either way, we have to revitalize the concept of relationship with Hashem, because unfortunately it's a concept that that has been a little bit marginalized. I always tell the story of the training session that I did for teachers going to Budapest many years ago to start the first day school there in 40 years. And when I came in, somebody was speaking about, well, you know, when you talk, make sure you don't mention Hashem, because Hashem has been absent from Budapest for 40 years. And I came to my session and I said, I must beg to differ, with all due respect. Not only should you mention Hashem, but you have to also talk to them about having a relationship with Hashem. And somebody said, what do you do when they laugh at you? And I pointed out that I've been lecturing to non-religious audiences for, who knows, at the time, 20, 30 years. Nobody, about relationship with Hashem, nobody ever laughs. Everybody is jealous. Everybody wants that. So I heard, unbeknownst to this guy who told me, to my discussion with his teachers, but I heard that the first week of school, the first day of school, a six-year-old girl comes home and she says, Mommy, Daddy, guess what? There's God in the world. And the family was thrilled. They rejoiced, because everybody wants that awareness and everybody wants that connection and relationship. And it seems that that's really the key to maintaining a life where the rules will not overwhelm us to the extent that it will equal rebellion.